When Liliana Salas graduated from Michigan State University in 2009, she had to call her father's boss to make sure he could be excused from work. Salas is now the interim director of the camp program. She grew up in a migrant farm working family familiar with educational challenges.
Back in high school, a lot of my friends did not graduate on time because they didn't have enough credits, right? They were moving around. Also, not every school district, even within the same state, offers the same types of classes, right? So sometimes there's no alignment there. And then by the time you essentially graduate and are able to go to college, a lot of times you don't have anybody to kind of guide you and to offer some assistance of where to go, how to get there.
To address these challenges, Western's camp program focuses on supporting first-year, first-generation undergraduates from migrant communities. It offers supervised study hours, peer mentors, and need-based financial aid to help students successfully complete their first year and beyond. Salas says it's about breaking a cycle of poverty.
So in a sense, going off to college kind of allows you to experience a better life. You may not, you know, become a millionaire overnight, but it allows you to have a job with benefits. It allows you to have a job where you don't have to be exposed in the sun or, you know, the elements of the environment or, you know, when it's super cold. And it also gives you some time off, right? And so those are things that my parents never had.
Currently, the camp program is just one of two in the state of Michigan and the only one to receive federal money this year. The program will enroll an average of 40 students each year at the university through 2022. For WMUK, I'm Grayson Steele.